Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jason Lockenfora, CBS Sports, joining us right now. NFL Insider as well, joining us right now. Jason, how are you?
Doing all right. I'm calling in on vacation because, at least in part, I thought my boy Chris Sims was going to be there. Then he didn't post.
Chris Sims is not here. Chris
What's
Sims,
up with that?
I have no idea.
How many demerits is that? That's got to be at least three or four demerits.
Jason, I work here, Jason. These decisions are well out of my, well out of my pay scale.
Everything's above my head. I know how that works.
Yeah, unbelievable. But what are you going to do? But anyway.
Send him my love.
I will. I'll definitely do that. All right, I don't know where to start because, we're kind of in a dead period for the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we'll start with the Giants. Let's start with a good team instead of my crummy Jets. Let's start with the Giants. I look at the Giants right now, and I know it's July. I mean, July, not even with 3 weeks from training camp. To me right now, on paper, the Giants, to me, are the favorite to win the NFC East. Would you agree with that?
I would. I in the dog days of May, I think I kind of did my annual column of, who's up and who's down,
right,
and who the surprise teams are going to be, and who's due for a market correction. And I buy the Giants, and I believe the Dallas Cowboys are in for a bit of a market correction. I think Washington is better than they're given credit for, and the Eagles will be improved. And I think top to bottom, the spread of, the bottom team in that division won five or six games last year, and Dallas like won 13 or whatever.
Yeah, and the Giants won 11.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a 9-win spread between first and last or something like that. I think it's going to be much more combined and more teams flirting with 500. But I do think the Giants, on paper right now, before injuries strike, before anything happens in camp, yeah, they'd be my pick to win the division.
Is there any team at all that can beat New England? I mean, right? You look at the Patriots right now. I mean, obviously they got to be the front runner to win the Super Bowl again. Who's that team that you really feel good about right now?
I mean, I think to beat them, you probably have to beat them in a shootout, because whether you have a good defense or a mediocre defense or a bad defense, they're going to score some points. It's hard for me. You look at scheme, you look at coaching, you look at continuity, you look at personnel. I mean, it's hard for me to think. Look what they did last year after losing Gronk. Now Gronk's coming back with Brandon Cooks and all this other talent around him. They've got an incredibly deep running back room. But only, any given Sunday, stuff could happen. I don't love Green Bay's defense, but could Green Bay get in such a groove where Aaron Rodgers hangs 45 on them? I mean, again, I think they're better defensively, but, maybe. Could a Seattle stifle them enough defensively and then do just enough on offense to win? Maybe. I think you'd probably just look at who you think the most. Pittsburgh is the one closest to home for them. I mean, the Steelers can never sort of get past the Patriots,
never.
It seems like,
never.
When they meet in the playoffs. Now, the caveat to that is it's pretty much always in Foxborough, and the only team that beats the Patriots in Foxborough is Baltimore, but they're not very good anymore, so I don't think they worry about seeing Baltimore in the championship game. I saw a stat. It blew my mind the other day. I think it was like the Patriots haven't won a road playoff game since like 2004 or 2005.
You know something, though? Let me just throw this at you.
They never have to go on the road in the postseason because they win that crappy division by four games every year.
But I
got
to go back to what you said about Pittsburgh, because they have twice beaten Pittsburgh. I know it was the early stages of the Belichick dynasty here, but they beat Pittsburgh twice in AFC championship games in Pittsburgh. Twice.
At least one of those, though. I remember covering one of those games, the Washington Post. That was still Cowher, Big Ben as a baby. And if he has to throw it more than 15 times, we're in trouble. So that offense has obviously evolved,
that's true.
He's at a different point in his career now. But I think Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh has to stay healthy and not have guys suspended come January. I think it's a different proposition if a Le'Veon Bell is actually healthy in a January, or Martavis Bryant isn't, banished away from the building in a January because of off-field stuff or whatever. I think Pittsburgh at you know, close to full complement of players, even if they had to go to Foxborough, I think they could give New England a game. The problem is, generally, in January, they haven't been at full strength.
How about the Raiders? I mean, obviously, Derek Carr will be back. Who knows how far? I know they wouldn't have beaten New England last year, but I'm sure they would have won that playoff game that they lost to Houston.
Yes.
You know, Mark, they got Lynch now, right? Marshawn Lynch is there with them now. How about that? How good do you see Oakland? You see them, you know, making that next step now this year?
I think so. I mean, with Derek Carr last year, I think they could have won multiple playoff games. Obviously, they didn't have that luxury.
Right.
This year, I think they're capable of doing that as well. Now, do I see them going to Foxborough or Pittsburgh in January and winning on the road? In that regard, no. I think that's a team that really would behoove them to be no worse than a 2 seed. And it's possible. You know, it's possible. The AFC West, it's a very good division. I think San Diego / L.A. or Costa Mesa or whatever they are.
whatever.
Carson, L.A., San Diego, Costa Mesa, because I think they're having training camp in Costa Mesa, Chargers. I think they'll be better. I think the Chiefs are still formidable. I think Denver's, you know, could be better with Paxton Lynch plays decent football, and I think he might. But the saying all that, could Oakland have 12 or 13 wins? I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. And really, I think the win totals and the tiebreakers between Oakland, Pittsburgh, and New England will tell the tale. Because, look, as young as Oakland is, I don't know that New England wants to get on a plane and fly all the way across the country, you know, and go into that hornet's nest in Oakland as well, where maybe you fall behind early and you don't catch a couple breaks, and all of a sudden you're chasing a game. But I think Oakland's formidable, but when I look at the AFC East, I just don't see how New England doesn't win 13 games. So, I mean, is somebody going to win 14 in the AFC?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I want to go back to the Patriots for a second because I have never seen, you know, I've seen all the big dynasties starting with the Packers, okay? I've seen them all. I didn't see the Cleveland Browns and Otto Graham and Paul Brown. But, I mean, you know, from the Packer Lombardi years on, I've seen them all. I have never seen, and this is the amazing, you talk about Gronk. Does it really matter? I mean, it doesn't matter. They don't need Gronk to win. As long as Belichick's there and Brady's there, it doesn't matter who plays on that team. I've never seen anything like it, Jason.
No, they reinvent themselves every year. I mean, I remember writing something leading up to the Super Bowl this year where I just took the flip card you get in the press box and compared this year's flip card with the starters, you know, and they basically the whole depth chart. Compared this year's to the Super Bowl, you know, against Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
There was only 7 guys.
Yeah, no, I believe it.
In the same spot.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Between the ones and the twos, they had pretty much completely turned it over, except for, and then you remember Gronk didn't play in this one. So when you account for injuries and just roster churn, they're two different teams. I mean, almost entirely two different teams. There was only 7 starters. Now, again, one of them was Brady, and that goes a long way, obviously. But even the offensive line, you know, guys who used to be twos are now ones. Guys who used to be starters were gone. It's interchangeable parts by and large. And to do it in this era of the salary cap and the you know, all the franchise tag and all these different mechanisms that you have to try to work around to keep your team together, and they just keep winning. I think it's special, and the thing that blows my mind about them is too, like, Josh McDaniels left for like a couple of years,
you know?
But then he
came
back. Like, if you look at who the brain trust is there from when it started, same owner, you know, same head coach, Nick Caserio, who runs personnel, has been there since he was, like, right out of, like, college, like, right out of John Carroll or whatever. He's been there since, like, 2002. You know, McDaniels got there in 2001, 2002. Has been there except for, you know, the one
Denver.
Year in St. Louis and then Denver. You look at the defensive coordinator, Matt Patricia. He's been there since, like, 2003. Like, literally, like, generally when you're that good, you get picked apart. And, yeah, you know, the Romeo Crennels, there's been guys who've left.
Charlie Weiss.
Right, Charlie Weiss, but I mean, you know, even, you know, Ernie Adams, his behind-the-scenes guy who does all the dirty work, they're all still there. Like, the Patriot way is a real thing. Like, McDaniels isn't a kid anymore. I mean, he's still very young, but he's not a kid. He was brought up in that whole system. I mean, Patricia, he was raised to do this job by Belichick, going back to when he was originally a quality control grunt. There's something to be said for maintaining that brain trust. And they are smarter than everybody else.
It's unbelievable. No, they are. 100%. No question about it. No question about it. Do you see any way Atlanta gets back to the Super Bowl this year?
I don't. I mean, anyway, yeah, if Matt Ryan can duplicate what he did last year, which I don't think is I don't think it's feasible. I mean, I looked at some stuff. What he did in the first quarter of games last year. Previously, he's a guy who didn't start games well. 2 years ago, he's like 26th ranked passer in the first quarter. He's throwing interceptions in his own red zone. He's throwing interceptions in the other team's red zone. He gets simpatico with Kyle Shanahan. Things are scripted out brilliantly. He had like almost a perfect passer rating in the first quarter of the entire last season. Like it was like 128. 9 touchdowns, no interceptions. Completed like 77% of his passes. Now, there's a lot of crappy defense in that division.
Well,
and they played a lot of those teams, you know, early, and then they got a lot of confidence and ahead of steam. I don't think he's going to be perfect in the first quarter this year. I don't think that defense will always play with the lead. I think the Panthers and the Saints and the Bucs will all be at least a little better, and I think losing Kyle Shanahan, I don't want to say it's devastating, but Sarkisian or Shanahan, like, and the first year of Ryan and Shanahan was tough because it was a big feeling out process. I don't think it's just going to be seamless. I don't think Sark can just pick up one of Kyle's old play sheets off the ground and here we're going to just keep doing this. I don't think that's how it works.
Jason Luck and Foran with us talking football. Now I got to bring up my crummy Jet team that I root for. Do you see any way that Christian Hackenberg can be a viable NFL quarterback?
Well, you have to see it. I mean, the empirical evidence and everything you hear, and you talk to guys there about what he looked like on the scout team or what he looked like throwing in March or April or whatever, and you have your reservations. But you just don't know. There is no developmental league. He hasn't done anything in a game that mattered since he left Happy Valley.
Yeah, but he hasn't played. We haven't
seen
him play.
So you've got to, at some point this year, we will find out whether it's week 4 or week 8 or week 10. It's going to happen because McCown has a tendency to get hurt and break. I love McCown. I think he's a great signing. Josh McCown for 4 to 8 weeks, you're good. But eventually, at his age and with the abuse he's taken, he's going to start to wear down. He may hit the wall. Injuries will mount. And the team's just not going to win a whole lot of games. So Hackenberg, we're going to find out.
Well, what is the point, though, as a Jet fan? You know, the crazy Jet fan I am for over 50 years. To me, there is absolutely no point in Josh McCown starting at all, unless there's some kind of major injury. I got to see one of these kids play. I mean, they're not going anywhere anyway.
I think you will, but I mean, if you have a McCown there, and Lord knows they had money to spend, and it's not like he broke the bank or killed their cap, right?
I'm not saying he shouldn't be there. I just don't think he should start.
I think you go into the year trying to win with the best you have, and you see how that goes, and you don't – Hackenberg doesn't – I mean, let's face it. By the time they turn it over to him, they're probably going to be 2-4 at best.
Yeah,
so, you know what I mean? The pressure's kind of off.
Right, right.
And it's like, hey – if you want to pad your stats in the second half of blowout games, let's start with a baseline. We're gonna ease you in, and make this as many creature comforts and as much pressure off as we can. And instead of you coming in with the hopes of a season, or maybe he could actually make us better than we think, or who knows, he comes in when it's pretty much a lost cause. And then does he show you enough to merit sticking around to at least compete with whoever they're going to draft next year in, the top 3 or wherever they end up picking.
Mm. Is Donald coming out? Is that, we don't know yet, right?
Whether he does or doesn't, I mean, everybody loves the quarterback class in the summer, right? By the fall when the kids start playing, they start, dissecting them and throwing them to the wolves and they all suck. And then we come to the draft and it's like, oh, well, next year's class will be better. So we're in that stage where, what you haven't dissected yet always looks better. But I mean, there's 3 or 4 kids that they're gushing over. I think this kid from Wyoming may end up being the best of the bunch. And I know the Jets and a lot of teams have already done a lot of work on him, the Josh Allen. I'll put it to you this way. There'll be more quarterbacks, barring injuries, there'll be more quarterbacks who are talked about realistically as worthy of the number one pick next April than there were this April.
Interesting. Jason, yeah. It's always a pleasure, bro.
You got it, dude. My pleasure.
Sorry Sims wasn't here. We'll see what we can do the next time.
I can rag on him now about it next time I see.
Let him have it.
Yeah, I will.
All right, man.
All right, thanks.
Jason Luck and Foran, a little football with him.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!